I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Both John Kerry and George W. Bush are avidly courting female voters, especially this year. How are they doing? Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
Hard to believe people will finally turn off all those negative campaign ads, take themselves to the polls, and vote. One of the demographics that's been most hotly pursued is women, which makes sense. Women are over half the voting public. But, cautioned Sue Carroll, a senior scholar at Rutgers University's Center for American Women in Politics, they're not a monolith.
The Republicans are really going after women who are evangelicals, women who are small business owners, and white married women with children. Democrats are going more after single women, women of color, and to some extent younger women.
Since Ronald Reagan's candidacy, Democrats have enjoyed the edge in presidential races. In fact, exit polls by the Voter News Service showed that Al Gore won women's votes by 11 points in the 2000 election. Anna Greenberg, whose firm Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research, Inc., polls potential voters for Democratic candidates, says this year the metaphorical fistfight is over which candidate will get to bring home the all-important women swingers. Anne Greenberg says it's important to remember who these women are.
If you look at the real swing women voters, they tend to be women who are over 50 years old, a little more blue collar. They are deeply concerned about economic issues, in particular health care costs, the cost of prescription drugs, and retirement security. I do not see that conversation coming out of the Bush campaign. I think you are seeing the Kerry campaign pivot to having precisely that sort of discussion.
But not so fast, says Linda Duvall. She's CEO of American Viewpoint, a Republican polling organization. For one thing, Duvall says, in the I Feel Your Pain department in which Democrats normally excel, John Kerry hasn't connected with female voters emotionally the way, say, Bill Clinton did.
There is something in terms of a distance and aloofness with Kerry that makes it difficult for many women to connect with him. So what typically should accrue to the benefit of a Democrat, the president is being very competitive on, which I think is something that is responsible for holding down Kerry's margins with women.
So, instead of being seen as a catch, Kerry's being regarded by some women like the guy your mother is insisting on fixing you up with. Nice enough, but no chemistry. Bush, claims Duvall, has that chemistry with many female voters because he telegraphs strength and security. But Janet Martin, a professor of government at Maine's Bowdoin College and the author of a new book on the presidency and women, says both parties are neglecting to address the effect the Iraq War is having on women of all political persuasions. Martin says no matter how women feel about the war, its aftermath will affect home front issues such as health care, the economy, and the workplace.
The fact that there are so many wounded in this war is just not being addressed by either candidate, and there is no linkage between the fact that there are so many soldiers that have been wounded, including women, but that women will be the ones that will take on the burden of being the caregivers, too.
Both candidates' failure to talk about the war in terms that are important to women, says Rutgers' Sue Carroll, indicates they may be getting some input from women advisors and staff, but not enough. Which, she says, makes this election a lot like his predecessors in that respect.
I think you have a number of women who are able to speak for women and women's concerns. I still think, though, these campaigns are very much dominated by white men. I think there's some concern within the women's communities on both sides about that.
Which means both candidates should probably be concerned, too. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.